The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Seems for some of our local boxers, they just can't stay out of the ring. It was only 3 weeks ago that Anthony Fowler, the machine, was part of the bill at the Echo Arena. And he's getting back in the ring this weekend. Let's have a chat with him now. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, mate. You're okay?
Yeah, very good. I tell you what, that's a quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay busy, mate. IBM told me a while ago, and I said, yeah, I said, I want to fight as much as I can, so I'm happy to be boxing again.
Is that about the minimum sort of time frame you could have between pro fights, just about to get your body sort of re-energised again and getting the correct mindset?
Mate, I would fight every week. That's not a joke. I would have boxed the week after if I had to.
As simple as that. Now, you've had three pro fights, haven't you? How have you felt the journey has gone so far in the light middleweight ranks?
Yeah, it's gone well. I've won all my fights by KO, which is nice. And I've been in complete control all my fights. I think it's important that I show that I'm levels above my opponents. I'm not just winning. I'm winning comfortable. So that's the main thing.
You did that particularly with Jay Byrne, who actually is a very tough competitor. There was lots of people down there watching you at the Echo Arena. I would imagine that was quite an important bout for you.
Yeah, well, some people were saying he's going to beat me. So I was just thinking, yeah, nah, you don't know nothing about me. Like, you're going to see how good I am. And like, from round one, I just dominated the fight completely. It was all my way. He couldn't do a thing with me. I was too strong, too fast. I was too agile. He couldn't do a thing with me.
You're quite mentally tough, aren't you? A determination within yourself?
Yeah, people are starting to see that now. And like, as my career goes on and I get involved in harder fights, people will see like just how tough I am, because I really will never give up. I never give up in training. I never give up in a fight.
But what have you actually learned in the three pro fights? What's been different to the amateur career?
It's just getting used to the nerves and the hype and the crowds and stuff. Like, on my debut especially, I was a little bit like shocked that the reception I got, and like how much people like want you to win, people are screaming for you you never met before, so it's all different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is a bit mad, isn't it?
As an amateur, mate, I'd go and fight and you could have a pin drop, you know what I mean? You just have to like motivate yourself, whereas now I've got like all my friends and family there shouting ringside. It's so much better to be boxing in like my own country rather than boxing abroad.
I suppose that's the clamour that you want, though, isn't it? I mean, when you're first tasting it, it's a bit unusual, but that's what being at the top end of the pro ranks is all about.
Yeah, definitely. I had to really feel the love from the fans, and I properly appreciate like every person who supports me. It just makes you feel so good. Knowing people are there, like wanting you to win and wanting you to do good. It's a nice feeling.
How have you felt the relationship with Dave Caldwell? And in that last fight in particular, I think you said afterwards he gave you some instructions that you followed to the T. Do you two work sort of perfectly together?
Yeah, he's a great coach, Dave. He's very, very good. He's very knowledgeable. He's a lot more knowledgeable than what people give him credit for. Like, I never met no one like him who knows as much about boxing. And when I'm training, every little fault that I do, he picks up on. So you can't do nothing wrong with him. So everything's got to be correct or he's not happy.
So did you literally fall out of that fight with Jay Byrne and just get back onto a different camp, if you like?
Yeah, I had Monday off and I was definitely gym, mate. It's just the way I am. But that's me. That's not unusual, because that's what I do. I always do that. And I train all year round, because even I'm not fighting, I'm trying to improve myself. So I'm like a bit of a weirdo. I love training.
that's your buzz. So this weekend, you're part of the Ryan Burnett bill. That's of course taking place in Belfast. As you say, you didn't think twice about this. You were offered the chance to be on the bill, and straight away you're thinking, well, it's just another chance to have a pro fight.
Yeah, definitely. Every fight, I'm climbing the rankings, and I'm showing more and more and more. Like, there's opponents. I've heard a few names, but no opponent confirmed yet. But the names I've heard, they've been very experienced and they've been like very durable. So it should be good, and hopefully they come and fight me, because more people come to fight me, the more people see how good I am and like me slips and counters. It's hard to fight someone who's running around the ring. Like Jay Byrne was like on a skateboard just running around the ring, mate. It was tough to turn down.
So you don't know your opponent. Is that at all problematic for you?
No, because in the amateurs, I wouldn't know till the day of the fight. I used to just get there, I'd weigh in, and then they do a draw, and you just get given an opponent, and I'm more in the fight. So it doesn't bother me at all, mate. Like, whatever style I fight, I can adapt, whatever style I get.
How long's the journey for you, do you think, to get to where you need to be? Have you sort of planned or looked at that in your head and thought, well, gosh, if I can get through a year and a half worth of X fights in X months, I'll be where I need to be?
Yeah, I think this year and the first half of next year is about like getting around with my belts, getting used to the crowds, getting used to the professionals, and then once I've had 7 or 8 fights, it's time just to move on then, because it's no point like messing around and like just boxing people who aren't on my level. I need to start like making waves and like winning titles and stuff. That's what it's about.
And of course, you need to keep continuing in terms of stepping up the quality of opponent you face as well.
Yeah, definitely, because I believe a lot of fighters go wrong because they box like loads of journeymen, like 15 fights, and you get a false insecurity that there's some sort of world beaters because the 15 and all. But the reality is to box 15 kids with no ambition, whereas myself, I'm a realist. I know Jay Bain's no world beater, and I know that if I want to be world champion, I've got to beat good kids, and I've got to keep improving the opponents, and eventually I'm going to get hit back, and when I do, it won't be a shock to me because I'm ready for it.
I'm sure you'll get to the summit. How does the week pan itself out? When do you fly out there?
I'm going to fly there Thursday. This hurricane stuff's not good, is it? But hopefully I'll be okay.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.